With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel is getting a bum rap on the international stage and especially on many American media outlets. That's the view of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says blaming Israel for lack of food in Gaza is a complete distortion of the truth. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Hamas terrorists are to blame for any starvation.
Israel has done a great benevolent work here. More than 94,000 truckloads full of food they have tried to get into Gaza. It's enough to feed 2 million people for 2 years. The problem is Hamas, the brutal terrorist organization, has been stealing the food and supplies, stealing it. And they profited off that. Hamas made $500,000 just on the resale. It's a terrible tragedy upon tragedy.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be seen on This Week on Capitol Hill beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump has signed an executive order boosting tariffs on dozens of American trading partners.
The order was issued shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday. It came after a flurry of tariff-related activity in the last several days as the White House announced agreements with various nations and blocs ahead of the president's self-imposed Friday deadline. The tariffs are being implemented later for the rate schedule to be harmonized. Taiwan will have tariffs set at 20%, Pakistan at 19%, and Israel, Iceland, Fiji, Ghana, Guyana, and Ecuador among the countries with imported goods taxed at 15%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Flooding spawned by powerful storms swept the mid-Atlantic and Northeast last night, claiming the life of a 13-year-old Maryland boy. He was swept into a drainage pipe. Arkansas authorities say Andrew McGann has confessed to stabbing a couple to death in a state park in front of their two young daughters. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 442 points. This is SRN News. Clergymen have a request for President Trump.
A group of 40 Southern Baptist pastors and leaders have sent a letter to Mr. Trump urging him to crack down on the trafficking in abortion pills. Specifically, they're concerned about those who sell abortifacient drugs to women in states with pro-life laws that bar the use of those products. The letter encourages the president to, quote, instruct the Department of Justice to enforce the Comstock Act to protect states' rights to uphold pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order aimed at supporting men and boys' mental health and lowering suicide rates among them. The order directs the California Health and Human Services Agency to recommend ways to address suicide rates among young men, including with mental health, education, and career opportunity solutions. Newsom wants to run for president in 2028. He's been moving in a more conservative direction of late. This is SRN News. A growing number of parents are opting not to have their young children vaccinated.
U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to a new all-time high of 4.1%, up from 3.3% the year before. It's the third record-breaking year in a row for the exemption rate. The vast majority are parents avoiding shots for non-medical reasons. Public health officials focus on vaccination rates for kindergarten because schools can be cauldrons for germs and launching pads for community outbreaks. Currently, the U.S. is experiencing its worst year for measles spread in more than three decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Later today, the National Transportation Safety Board will wrap up its public testimony about the fatal mid-air collision of an Army helicopter and a commercial jet back in January. 67 people were killed. More details, SRNNews.com.